Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Join us on Thursday, September 23rd, 6 p.m. for I'm Listening, a live two-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports and insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals as we strive to destigmatize talking about mental health. And this is a very, very important thing, man. I'm Listening. We've been doing this for a couple years now, three or four years,
right?
Yeah. So I think this is the fourth annual, and something I'm very, very, very supportive of. And it's going to feature Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, Audioslave, Prophets of Rage, Wolfgang Van Halen, of course, the son of Eddie. They're going to be on talking about their experiences with mental health and why they believe it's important to talk about it. Lots more. You are not alone. That's the key of I'm Listening. And you can listen right here on KISW and on the Odyssey app. You want more information? Visit imlistening.org.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game. Woo! So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix. And it's Wednesday, so let's whack him instead.
Yeah. Whack him.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Whack it.
Woo!
Yeah, baby.
And Steve, you whacked both opponents yesterday,
which I
thought was very impressive.
Thank you.
So hopefully one of them can beat you.
Yeah, we got to get back to Steve being on the Schneid again. He was having some offers for a while.
Yeah,
I was tying a bunch. I was feeling like, you know, like a soccer team just not able to get over that hump of ties.
No, and then yesterday you did it, but let's see what happens today. Today we got Steve from West Seattle. Steve, are you there?
I am.
It's a Steve off.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, other Steve, get out.
Only one Steve will leave.
Dun, dun, dun. For those playing at home, Steve has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Bring it.
What founding father is on the $10 bill?
Jefferson.
No.
Hamilton.
Yes. What color is the 8-ball in pool?
Black.
Yes. Typically, a trumpet has how many vowels?
3.
Yes. What kind of insect is Flick in the movie A Bug's Life?
Ant.
Yes. Jerry Rice primarily played for what football team?
San Francisco 49ers.
Yes. Beginning with R, what is the real first name of singer Rihanna?
Rihanna?
Yes. No. No, no, no. It's not Rihanna. But what is her real first
Rachel.
Name?
Rachel.
No, no.
Rosalind.
No. How many compartments are in a cow's stomach?
3.
No.
Two?
No.
Seven?
No. What company owns the trademark to the Ouija board?
Hasbro?
Yes. What is the windiest continent?
Antarctica.
Yes. What rapper had the 2002 hit song Lose Yourself? I thought you were going to do it.
He didn't do it.
All I could think was Weird Al and his parody of it.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, you got 7 correct.
Not bad, but I know that our Steve will get the answer to that one.
Well, if he gets to it, you don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Steve will have to think a little harder and won't get to that question.
One can only hope.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What founding father is on the $10 bill?
I'm going to go Washington.
No.
Adams.
No.
Jefferson.
No. What color is the 8-ball in pool? No.
Huh?
What color is the 8-ball in pool?
Black.
Yes. Typically, a trumpet has how many valves?
3.
Yes. What kind of insect is Flick in the movie A Bug's Life?
It's a spider.
No.
A cricket.
No.
A frog.
No.
Jerry
Rice primarily played with what football team?
San Francisco 49ers.
Yes. Beginning with R, what is the real first name of singer Rihanna?
Rachel?
No.
Rihanna?
No.
Ronell?
No.
Ronell?
No.
Hey,
how
Ronell.
Many compartments are in a cow's stomach?
4.
Yes. Nice. What company owns the trademark to the Ouija board?
Mattel?
No.
Milton Bradley?
No.
Disney?
No. What is the windiest continent?
Chicago.
Wow, was this epic.
Steve, you got 4 correct and you lose 7-4.
Nice job, Steve, in West Seattle.
Yes, congratulations.
Good work.
Steve, you were the Mariners in the 7th inning last night.
I just trashed it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a little rough for you.
That really was. Hold on a second, though. Let me find a song for Steve here.
I'm a loser, and I love someone who's near to me. I'm a loser.
He's back.
Boo.
Other Steve knew that the founding father on the $10 bill was Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, let's just rub it in. Other Steve knew it.
Other Steve is the
Steve.
Better Steve. We should call him the better Steve.
Okay, well, that's just going too far.
Yeah, we are.
And Flick is an ant in A Bug's Life.
Okay.
And Antarctica is the windiest continent.
Oh, I said he did that. Ant and then Antarctica.
See,
look at that.
And then,
it wasn't a frog. I feel like a frog was the right answer for the insect.
Yeah, no. And then what? He got to the last question and you did not, but you'd probably get this. What rapper had the 2002 hit song Lose Yourself?
Oh, Eminem.
There we go.
We thought that was going to be the difference maker, but you
didn't
never,
even get to it.
Yeah, you didn't.
Either way, you would have lost. Yeah. So congratulations to West Seattle Steve for being Steve.
Yeah. Very exciting. Nice. We got some sad news yesterday, and shocking news because we just didn't realize that he was battling cancer. As we lost Norm MacDonald, he passed away yesterday at 61, which of course is my age. So it really hits home when somebody your age passes away, much too young. Been battling cancer for 9 years, and apparently nobody knew. Almost nobody, pretty much. His family, his friends, a lot of them did not know.
Which is the part, obviously, we didn't know, because, yesterday I was getting lunch with D. Ted Smith, and we were just sitting at Buckley's, and I pull out my phone for some reason, go on Twitter, and all these people were just writing about Norm MacDonald. I'm like, oh, what did he say? Didn't even think that it had something to do with him passing away, because there was no talks of him battling any kind of battles, you know?
Yeah.
And so once you click on it, you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, it was just, and our first thought was, man, that was such a great time when we had him at that Comedy Riot. Remember, it was like...
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was a fun show, yeah.
How long ago was that? That was maybe 9 years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Something along those lines, it was like him and Kyle
Craig
Sheets.
Gass actually posted a picture of the whole show, and I think you're right, Steve. It was almost a decade ago.
Nisa Lampanelli, I think, was a part of that one, and I just remember that he went on last, and that entire Paramount, you could cut, like, the awkwardness with a knife. Like, he was just on a roll, but it was... either you were with him or you were just not feeling it. Like, it was one of those kind of sets. And I was really feeling it. I thought it was hilarious, but there was a lot of people that were just, like, just really uncomfortable about some of the jokes he was telling. And I thought it was great.
And that was Norm.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do comedy up in Rochester, New York. And so a great, great bringer of comedy, Howard Lapidus, who also is no longer with us. And his widow has posted some shots of the early days with Howard and Norm, because Howard was really instrumental in bringing Norm from Canada to the United States and helping him get settled in L.A. But I remember seeing him at Yuck Yucks, because that's where we were, and that was a Canadian comedy club, and Norm would come down and headline a lot to Rochester, and this was over 30 years ago. And God, man, it was the same thing, Steve. You know, his comedy was so awkward, but man, if you were with him, you were like, this guy is brilliant, the stuff that he's doing.
I remember his Weekend Update stuff was great, and then, of course, I mean, Turd Ferguson. Jeopardy bit, that was awesome when he was Burt Reynolds.
I know, that ridiculous hat. I mean, it was and of course Vicky, you know him as Lieutenant Yaffet in the Orville. He was the voice for that, and that was,
I love him in that.
Yeah, one of his latest works. It makes me wonder, because they've been doing a new season of the Orville, and I wonder if they've got the character, if they're gonna, it might be one of the last things that Norm has done, if they've got any voice work from him for that. It was tough. And his longtime producer said Norm was most proud of his comedy. He never wanted the cancer diagnosis to affect the way the audience or any of his loved ones saw him. And I don't know if you've seen the meme of Norm actually doing a joke about cancer. And he goes, the thing is if you die from cancer, the cancer dies too. So I call that a draw.
Oh,
and, you know, it's like, of course, he does a joke like that, which is fitting, I think, for the kind of humor that he did and, you know, just how he just approached life.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was supposedly working on a new Netflix special, too, and had some other stuff going on. And obviously, we won't be able to see that, but that's just, yeah, a lot of comics, dude. I don't know if you were just on social media yesterday. It seemed like he was the definition of a comics comic. Like, even if every random people didn't necessarily get some of his quirkiness, every comic has nothing but great things to say, not only about his comedy, but just as him as a human being.
Yeah, that was always my experience, you know, as when you host a show, you know, they got to come in and hope that the host doesn't wreck a show, you know, some local dude. And Norm was always really kind, and he was brilliant and also very kind, Steve, just the way you described him. And so I had nothing but good experiences being this little, you know, knucklehead in Rochester, just, you know, doing my own comedy while he's coming up there and just levels way, you know, you can just see, like, I can see I will never be anything in this business. Once you see Norm perform on stage, you're like, okay, this guy is head and shoulders just much more amazing than I could ever hope.
Yeah, well, Seth Rogen said he was the funniest guest of all time, guy of all time. Jon Stewart also said he was hilarious and unique. David Letterman said he was just the best. Conan O'Brien, same thing. I mean, it was just Adam Sandler. He said he had some of his hardest laughs of his life with that guy. Just a fearless, funny, original guy.
Yeah, I nobody had bad interactions that I know of, Steve. Like I said, you know, I'm just a rando in Rochester, New York, 30 some odd years ago, and just couldn't be nicer. You know, just very gracious and just brilliant. We're talking about Norm Macdonald, who unfortunately cancer got the best of him as he passed away at 61, and nobody really knew that he was battling cancer for 9 years.
So, and also brought up that he was the voice of the pigeon in the Mike Tyson mysteries. Which I don't.
That I didn't know.
that's such a random thing.
It surely is. Wow. Yeah. And so Norm will be missed, man. R.I.P. Norm. You gave us a lot of joy in your life. We got a woman who was brought to tears of joy, all because a plane flew over her. Yeah, you're going to hear this audio at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a funny video being shared online of a woman that was brought to tears of joy while watching a jumbo jet fly over her head and land.
Oh my God, it's so huge. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's a lady that is easily pleased.
Yeah, dude, her face is like massively red, and she is moved. I mean, just amazingly moved by the fact that jet flew over her head.
It's cool, don't get me wrong, but like, is it worth tears?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's funny how people react to certain things where I go, wow, I did not expect that response.
Although I'm no person that can make like cool audio things and hook them up to like certain sound person, but I need to figure out a way to have it so that whenever I open up my shower door, this gets played.
Oh my God, it's so huge.
Well, yeah, yeah, I can see that in the Migs household. That would be.
Oh my God, it's so huge.
Yeah, I wish I could say that I wasn't thinking the same thing. Like, that's a nice sound drop right there for anybody.
I wonder if the husband's like, you know it.
Yeah.
Not the first time I heard her say that.
Oh my God, it's so huge.
There you go. She's a great wife, whether it's huge or not. She's a great actress.
Man, the simple things. They always say the simple things sometimes, man. And that's definitely, I get excited when I see like a helicopter go over my head.
Do you get that excited?
Oh, yeah. This is audio of me when I saw the helicopter.
Oh, my God. It's so huge.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you've got to watch the video because it's on the BJ and Migs page at KISW.com. I mean, she can't even speak. I mean, she's got tears flowing. I mean, she is really, really affected by this plane flying over her head.
So it's the drugs are crazy, man. I don't think it's anything. I don't think she's under the influence of anything.
Yeah.
Like watching the video, it just seems like she's just blown away by seeing something that big in front of her.
I just, as it were, I love where the husband was like, oh, this is priceless. I've got to get her reaction recorded. I've got to get that done. Because she was recording the plane herself. And he was like, oh, this is her. She's tripping out, and I love it.
Someone said maybe it's ecstasy. Like, you know, back in my ecstasy days, I would probably have that same kind of want, like, childlike wonder. Like, oh, my gosh.
Dude, he may be onto something, because it just, I mean... Yeah, you're like, oh, wow, that is cool. But she just had
middle of the day, man.
Yeah, she had an emotional, just an experience. It was just like, I mean, you know, it was like she had a godlike moment. Like, oh, my God, this is an epiphany.
Like her knees buckled.
Yes. Yeah, this is, I can't remember the last time I was moved by anything like that. Damn. Maybe the birth of my children. Sure, I guess I'm supposed to say that.
No. That's a good answer.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Oh, my God, it's so huge.
Yes, a woman was brought to tears of joy while watching a jumbo jet fly over her head and land. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe I witnessed blank. This was definitely one of the coolest things she's ever seen. So how about you? What was the coolest thing that you've ever seen? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Finish the sentence. I can't believe I witnessed blank. What was the coolest thing that you have ever seen? Your calls, your texts after STP on the Rock.
Oh, my God, it's so huge.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A woman was brought to tears of joy while watching a jumbo jet fly over her head and land. You can catch the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. It is amazing how moved she is by this. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe I witnessed blank. What was the coolest thing that you have ever seen? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Chuck and Everett. Chuck, you are on the Rock.
And crack the crown!
Hey, what's up, Chucky? What you got for us, buddy?
Hey, fellas. So a couple years ago, I was down in Scottsdale, Arizona, out at the bars. And we're all out having a good time. And there's this group that's pretty rowdy. And this guy decides to stand up on the back of the booth that he was sitting at and do a backflip over the table, you know, one of those circular booths and the table in the center. He was going to do a backflip over the table and land in front of the bar. And it's a crowded bar.
That seems like a great idea.
Yeah, wonderful idea.
Yeah. It's only like, you know, 1 a.m. at this point. So who knows if he's still anywhere coherent. He comes up short, drills his shin right on the edge of the table and goes down. And through his pants and his skin, you see the shin bone all the way through.
Oh, hard pass. Whoa, that's tough.
I'm the kind of guy where that stuff is super funny, and I'm laughing at him because you're an idiot.
Right.
And, you know, karma's is what she is. And so I just thought it was absolutely great. My buddies that I was down there with were like, yeah, let's get another beer and watch this guy. I mean, the bar was so crowded, it took forever for the ambulance to get there and paramedics to roll in with a stretcher and get him out of there, all while his shin just sticking through.
Oh, man. I
was he screaming in pain?
Yeah, he was in tears. You know, he thought he was he kind of looked like he was one of those wannabe tough frat guys, and, you know, he's crying for his mama.
Yeah, even if you are really a genuine tough guy, I feel like that kind of a break is going to bring you to tears, or at least bring you to screams.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh,
yeah.
And for me, I'm the kind of guy that I would throw up. I would throw up or I would pass out if I see anything like that in real life.
I would get lightheaded. I'm with you, man. Like, I don't know if I probably would pass out knowing my track record.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's nasty. Seeing somebody's bones poke through their body. Yeah.
Someone said the coolest thing they've ever witnessed, seeing the Northern Lights while working on a gold mine in Alaska. It was a majestic experience, to say the least. Something that everybody should witness. I bet that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so seeing natural wonders like that, I mean, when I got to see Machu Picchu, it was pretty awesome in Peru. That was, you know, because it's such an old and revered site, and it was just like, whoa, just coming up upon it, and it was like, okay, this is, you know, in the middle of nowhere, the Amazon. Those were some pretty cool things that I never thought I'd ever do, because I'm not a person that's active and ever really wants to travel to those weird places.
But if you give you a hallucinogenic drug, you'll do it.
Oh, yeah, baby. Promise me some ayahuasca and tripping balls, and I'll be there.
I'm torn. I have two. One, and they're both so extreme from the other. So, like, the first one I could think of, the first one that popped in my mind was many, many, many years ago, before we got married, so over 10 years ago, we went to see a band, Brad, which features Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam, and Sean Smith, unfortunately, was no longer with us. They had a big show, and it's called Brad and Friends, and all these other bands are playing. And at the end of the night, all the bands had different members of Mother Love Bone in them. So they brought all the members of Mother Love Bone up on stage, and Sean Smith, he sang the songs, and they did four or five Mother Love Bone songs to wow. end the night. And it was just, and I remember my wife and I were just, that then girlfriend, we knew we were getting married, and we knew we were going to use Mother Love Bone and Brad's music in our wedding. So it was like extra special, like there we are, and you're witnessing this, and you're like, this is so cool. So that's one, and this is why it's so extreme from the other, because the other one, I was at a gentleman's club.
Okay.
And the I will never forget this. It was the greatest thing. And I remember the lady was like dancing on the stage. She's like, you want to see something cool? And I'm like, yeah, of course I do. And she lowered her like bottoms yeah. to show something. And she had stuck on her area those googly eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like the ones that like when you move them, they just go. And so all of a sudden she had those. And it was groomed to make it look like it was like a little head. So
awesome.
I could not stop laughing. I'm in tears and everybody's like wondering what is so funny. Why is this guy laughing at this woman's privates? Until she went over to them, also said, do you want to see something cool? And I said, do it. Put money down and do it. And every person, and then by the end of the like the line of like the stage, every single person's like yelling at the other person to do it. It was the greatest thing I've ever witnessed.
Boy, what a way to get great tips, because that's I've never heard of that strategy before.
I couldn't tell you what she looked like. I'm sure she was attractive. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
It was all about the googly eyes.
That's great.
I couldn't think of anything for this topic, but that reminded me of something else I saw at a gentleman's club that was equally fantastic.
Nice.
So there is this woman who grabs a pint glass off the bar and she warms it up and then she clenches her butt to hold the glass. Mm. And then proceeds to get on the pole with the glass still in place and then is able to go upside down still holding it as if it was like another arm. Like it.
Is there a beverage inside of the glass?
No, but then she'll get on the bar, make you pour beverage, and then try to drink from it.
See, we need more stupid human tricks at strip
clubs.
Yeah,
we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was sitting there like, take my money.
Why is this not on America's Got Talent?
Yes.
It should be. They'd win automatically.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Oh, there's your show.
Yeah, I don't know where we can air it.
Oh, there's going to be a public access channel.
I was going to say Spice. Playboy yeah. channel?
I was going to say, the only thing that I can think of...
Nickelodeon?
At,
I don't know.
At a gentleman's club was was seeing a stripper make something disappear.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, magic tricks.
Yeah, and it was like, wow, this is... Wow. That's all I had.
And I feel bad for you guys because you missed Candy Cane Emily, who did a similar trick. But holiday style.
Oh, she did that for you in studio.
Yeah,
oh.
She came in studio. She wanted to win an Xbox. And the thing was, is that she was so unassuming. She looked like she was like she could be like in a beauty pageant, you know, really. But also looked like she could just be, you know, like, you know, she just looked like on the PTA, a PTA beauty pageant kind of person. And next thing you know, she's doing magic tricks with a candy cane, and we're like, what is happening?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. Tis the season. That's probably the best Christmas ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most memorable.
I guess that should have been something I had in my head to remember. I always forget, but thanks for reminding me, guys. It's still good to know that basically when it comes to our most amazing things to remember, you know, the
hey,
coolest
I started with the romantic one first. I had one end of the spectrum to the next end of the spectrum.
Yeah, I feel like it's good that you put that in there, actually. Otherwise, you'd really be in big trouble. Oh, the coolest thing you remember, honey, is Googly Eye Gal? Okay.
I mean, how could you not? It was the funniest thing I've ever... And yeah, funnier than any stand-up comic. And this woman was the star of the night.
Yeah.
Someone said, oh, do you call it her privates at a strip club? Wouldn't they be called her publics?
Oh,
that's
I get
a good
it.
Point.
Good call.
So I said you could do that show on HBO Max.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, you could. Oh, yeah, they do a lot on HBO Max.
I'm missing out on these things. I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, you know, Harley Quinn has a very bad mouth. You know, you can. I mean, she says very bad words a lot in the animated show. There's a lot going on.
I need to start watching more HBO Max, apparently.
Yeah, you do. How would you like some free financial advice, like whether or not you should get a hockey jersey, whether it be authentic or replica?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out because KISW's financial advisor is going to be in the house. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll see what Steve and Danny should get jersey-wise. And also, your questions will be answered as Todd Peach from BECU will be taking your calls and texts at 750 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.